Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and I'm finally back on board after having my appendix removed earlier this week, especially with the fallout following Prince Andrew's disastrous interview on the BBC last week. To paraphrase the comic book guy from The Simpsons, this has to be the worst royal story ever since I started doing this show, so stay tuned.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Prince Andrew has defended his friendship with paedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein and has denied ever meeting, let alone having sex about three times with one of his victims, Virginia Roberts. The Duke of York claimed he flew to the US to stay at Jeffrey Epstein's home after the convicted paedophile was released from prison after he was jailed for sexual offences against children. Prince Andrew said he had to tell Epstein in person that he could no longer have anything to do with him, as it was the honourable thing to do. Honourable? Years ago, members of the royal family used to freeze people out rather than telling them to their face, including former royal girlfriends whose calls were no longer put through once the relationships had ended. The Duke of York had met Epstein through his relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell, the daughter of disgraced media tycoon Robert Maxwell. Ghislaine has since disappeared in the meantime, which we Australians refer to as going bush. You can see the full interview on our website at rightroyalroundup.com.au, courtesy of BBC Newsnight and YouTube. However, the Prince also faced backlash from the public for his lack of empathy towards Epstein's many female victims, including Virginia Roberts. Over 20 major companies and charities, including KPMG, Barclays and the English National Ballet, have distanced themselves from Prince Andrew and his initiatives, including Pitch at the Palace. However, the Huddersfield Student Union has passed a motion calling on Prince Andrew to step down from his position as Chancellor of their university using the hashtag NotMyChancellor. A statement from Huddersfield Student Union says, quote, "We know that students will welcome this decision and the Students Union would like to offer their sympathy to the victims of Epstein and to all those affected by sexual abuse across the world." End of quote. According to various news reports from the United Kingdom, Queen Elizabeth summoned the Duke of York to Buckingham Palace and told him to stand down. He will lose his £249,000 yearly allowance, which is roughly $475,000 Australian dollars, from the sovereign grant to help with carrying out official duties. Prince Andrew, however, will continue attending events as a member of the royal family, such as the Christmas Day service at Sandringham and Trooping the Colour. Buckingham Palace has issued a statement which has since been posted on social media, including our website at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Now, on a lighter note, the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall have arrived in New Zealand for a royal visit on Monday, the 18th of November. The royal couple first paid their respects at a wreath-laying ceremony at Mount Roskill War Memorial in Auckland to remember all those who fought and died in the New Zealand forces during World War I. Prince Charles and Camilla then visited the Nui Memorial, which recognises the 150 Nuians who lost their lives with the 3rd Maori contingent during the war. The day finished with the Queen's Kala ceremony and reception at the Royal New Zealand Air Force Wenuapi Air Base. Prince Charles took the salute, inspected the Guard of Honour, and, as the Marshal of the RNZAF, presented the replacement of the Queen's Colour to their Chief of Air Force, Air Vice Marshal Andrew Clark. The Queen had personally presented her colour to the Air Force during a visit in 1953. Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall received the traditional Maori welcome on the lawn at Government House before meeting New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and Chief of Defence Force Air Marshal Kevin Short. The Prince also met the Leader of the Opposition, Simon Bridges. Official engagements focused on domestic violence, including the Duchess's visit to Shine, who supports thousands of victims through a helpline, crisis advocacy, and two women's refuges. Prince Charles visited the Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron's team headquarters in Auckland as they plan to compete in the America's Cup in early 2021. Governor-General Patsy Reddy hosted a reception at Government House for the royal couple. On the third day, the Prince and the Duchess travelled to the Bay of Islands for a formal Maori meeting at the Waitangi Treaty Grounds. The Waitangi Treaty is regarded as New Zealand's founding document and enshrines the relationship between the Maori and the Crown. They met with guests from the Maori community during a reception before having a tour of the grounds and the Waitangi Museum. Prince Charles had last visited Waitangi in 1994. At the end of the day, the Prince and the Duchess met with volunteer firefighters and first responders at a local fire station in Pahia.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Since Prince Andrew's disastrous interview, Republic supporters, especially the Australian Republican Movement's chairman, Peter Fitzsimons, have well and truly come out of the woodwork. The dear delightful Peter Fitzsimons posted a comment on Twitter where he asked monarchists, quote, "Serious questions for Australian monarchists. Are you proud of this bloke? And do you think he deserves to be sixth in line to be Australian head of state? I seriously look forward to your considered replies." End of quote. However, Mr. Fitzsimons clearly hasn't checked his facts before posting on social media, as Prince Andrew is now eighth in the line of succession thanks to Prince Louis, who was born on the 23rd of April 2018, and little Archie Harrison Mountbatten-Windsor, who was born early this year on the 6th of May. But it's not just the Australian Republic supporters who have come out of the woodwork, as their British counterparts have also taken pot shots on social media too. Republic said, quote, "But you must know Andrew is only the worst of a bad lot. They're all accused of misuse of public money, abuse of public office, bullying of those who disagree, and other questionable behaviour." End of quote. So royal correspondent Victoria Arbiter replied, quote, "Same could arguably be said for all those elected MPs in Westminster." End of quote.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
72 years ago, on the 20th of November 1947, Princess Elizabeth married Prince Philip in a simple ceremony at Westminster Abbey during post-war Britain. Princess Elizabeth and Prince Philip had met at various family events as they were both descended from Queen Victoria, including his cousin, Princess Marina of Greece and Denmark, when she married her cousin, Prince George, the Duke of Kent. However, it was during an informal visit to the Dartmouth Naval College in 1939 that most historians believe was a pivotal moment in their relationship. Some sources claim that Prince Philip's uncle, Louis Mountbatten, played matchmaker as he accompanied King George VI, Queen Elizabeth, and the two princesses to join the cadets in a morning service. However, the service was cancelled due to an outbreak of mumps and chickenpox, so Prince Philip played host to the two young princesses aged 13 and 9. Whilst Princess Elizabeth was heir to the British throne, Prince Philip had no home or kingdom as his family were living in exile after they fled Greece when the country had become politically unstable. They wrote to each other during the war as Prince Philip served in the Royal Navy. Princess Elizabeth was moved to Windsor Castle for safety and she volunteered as a subaltern in the Auxiliary Transport Service. The princess learned to drive and carry out maintenance on military vehicles. However, King George VI was reluctant for his oldest daughter to leave the family nest and many courtiers viewed Prince Philip with suspicion as he was not British. After a royal visit to South Africa, Buckingham Palace announced their engagement and they married in 1947, followed by a honeymoon at the Mountbatten's home at Broadlands and at Burghall near Balmoral. During the early years of their marriage, the royal couple lived a relatively normal life as a naval officer and his wife until King George VI passed away and the princess became queen in 1952. They have 4 children, including the heir, Prince Charles, 8 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip have been the longest married royal couple in British history. However, this year, this special anniversary was sadly overshadowed by the Prince Andrew scandal. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carol and Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.